trio. It's Shadow of Lamb. Before we check in on our poll question, which has gone back and forth, it was one way, then it was dead heat, now it's gone the other way.
On which a lot of precincts, I think you're seeing some votes come in from Rusk County, Polk. I think Polk is Polk's results, and St. Croix. I think St. Croix County is what's kind of getting this thing back for the Milwaukee Brewers, actually.
That's big.
But you got a lot of Viking fans that I think are spurring that on and saying, well, let's go Brewers instead because we don't want to see the Vikings or the Packers win.
But first, we gave away our $100 gift card to the Packers Pro Shop. Ryan and McGuanago are Steinhoffel's Jersey Sleeper of the Week winner. He had a Ryan Taylor jersey that was barely, it was hanging by a thread.
Pretty nice, yep. A lot of wear.
You could not see the number 82 that he wore. And so we thought, what jersey is Ryan going to get? We'll find out from him once he actually makes his purchase at the Packers Pro Shop. But if you're picking an obscure Packer currently on the roster.
I don't like the term obscure.
Lesser known?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah.
Shamar John Charles.
Well, mine's easy. I know who I'm picking.
You're getting Kingsley Keke because you drafted him.
That's my guy. I'm all
you
in on Keke.
You made Goody pick him.
Yeah.
In fact, Goody gave you a different name to call, and you called Kingsley Keke's name on the telecast of
boy, that
the
would
draft,
have been
right?
fun. If I had any stones, I would have done that.
Yeah, that's what Aaron Rodgers apparently wants to do. He just wants to pick his own players.
Wait, I got this card. I got to check in with Aaron to make sure that this is the pick that you guys really want.
So you are going with your pick.
Kingsley Keke. No doubt.
Yep. He is number 96. You were number 65. All right. Jesse, who you got?
I was tempted to go Dominique Daphne.
It's a good one. 49.
But that's going to be my honorable mention. I'm going to go with Kurt Benkert as my jersey of the lesser-known Packers that I would select right now. I think his spot in Packers history, I think, has already been cemented as the other guy, while Rodgers was sitting out and Jordan Love may have been the next quarterback and kind of became the instant fan favorite. So I think there's a special place 10 years from now when you would bring that jersey out of the closet for the former Packers player game. I think Kurt Benkert will have a special place always in our hearts.
So funny thing about Kurt Benkert, Jesse, what number is he?
Is it 13? I don't actually know.
That's
well,
good stuff.
Well, if you add the number he wore in training camp, which was 7, to the number he's wearing now, which is 6, you would get 13. But he gave up his number 7 because he's on the practice squad, so I'm not sure you have the right to keep your number. But Corey Bohorquez is number 7, and he gave him the number because that's what apparently Corey wanted to wear in Green Bay. Big Don Majkowski fan. So I'm going to take number 54. You know who number 54 is?
Tell me.
His name is Ladarius Hamilton, who they signed to replace Zadarius Smith. I just like the idea of having Hamilton on a jersey because I love the musical Hamilton. So I'm going to take Ladarius Hamilton, number 54, who may see action tonight. In all seriousness about outside linebackers, you have been pushing, I don't want to say the narrative because that's not accurate, but pass rush as being the number one thing that concerned you.
Yep.
We talked about Zadarius Smith at the end of last week going on injured reserve. We're talking about now Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, Jonathan Garvin, Chauncey Rivers, which would have been another really good, obscure, lesser-known jersey, and Ladarius Hamilton as your outside linebacker options. Does this increase your concern about that aspect of this team as they go into Monday Night Football?
I think obviously you take away a Pro Bowl player from a position that you need impact plays from, and you're replacing him with unknowns, you're going to be concerned. You called the Preston Smith kind of the rise. You said that he looked better in training camp. He's thinner. He's going to be more explosive. I've been saying that I thought Rashawn Gary is going to have a big year. He needs to now more than ever. And I think teams are going to have to take notice. Last week, if you're going to find any positive, I thought he, you know, was in the backfield. He didn't make any big splash plays per se, but he was in the mix, getting some hurries. I think he needs to have impact plays on a week-in, week-out basis. But when you take somebody that you're counting on, and then they're no longer playing, and we don't know if he's even coming back to play for Green Bay. That's an unknown at this point. Of course that makes you concerned.
We need to do our headlines as we predict what's going to happen tonight on Monday Night Football. We also need to get to Wonelli, but we need to check out this poll question. I want to check out this poll question. I would love to know what exactly happened here. I mean, all kidding aside about the Rusk and Polk and St. Croix counties precincts checking in. Our question, if you as a Wisconsin sports fan can have only one team win a championship this season to add to the Bucs title, which would you choose? Brewers win World Series, Packers win Super Bowl. We're at 1,576 votes. Okay? At one point when we were just under 1,000 votes, the Packers were in the lead. Like 51%.
You said the polls never change, is what you told me.
Very rarely do they. And
I think you put a stop the count out, actually.
No, but there were a few people that were that thought they were the first vote that stopped the count at 100%. The Packers were leading the poll, 51-49. But now, the Brewers winning the World Series is at 52.5%, and it would appear that almost all of the 500 votes that have come in have been for the Brewers to cause it to flip that much. I mean, that's a four-point swing almost in terms of the balloting. Brewers fans, did this get in the hands of, like, Brewers blogs that, like, retweeted it to Brewers-centric audiences, perhaps? I'm no expert when it comes to voting.
I don't understand algorithms and how the internet works.
I just get all my information about voting from the MyPillow guy. I don't know what happened here, but I know that now the Brewers are in the lead, but it's not as much as you thought it would be. You had said 60-40.
I said 60-40 Brewers. And you know what? It could very well be because it's
trending
it's
that direction.
Climbing, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Those Dominion voting machines, apparently. I don't know what I would vote if I hadn't put it on my own. But I think, because it's a much better story, I would vote for the Brewers.
Yeah, I voted Brewers.
Yeah, and I think it's my poll.
I think it's obviously, you know, we'd all love to see Green Bay in this what could be Aaron Rodgers' last season go ahead and win, of course. But there is something, and you mentioned that 96 championship team. That was a special deal because you went through a 20-year drought of having a bunch of bad teams. The Brewers had a lot of bad baseball in the 90s, early aughts. And now I know somebody put out that this isn't the golden era of baseball. Well, it will be. They win a chip, it will be.
We'll be here.
And I think you make a really good argument, yes, that 82 team is glorified because they got to the World Series. Well, they win the World Series. This is the new golden era. And I would think from the state of Wisconsin's standpoint, finding a way to get that done, and all of a sudden now you're holding two legs of the Triple Crown? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And two legs of the Triple Crown sitting there with a Packers team that should be in contention to win that third leg? That's the one you'd think you could get done. These other two, whoa, what? Well, here you go.
Then the Admirals win the Calder Cup, and you've got all four.
The U.S. keeps the Ryder Cup here in Wisconsin.
I don't think that counts. Dustin replied to our poll.
It does count.
Well, I mean, it counts in golf. I don't think it counts to our little championship state count.
Dustin says.
I do.
Well, get over it. It's on our ground, baby.
It's the United States team. It's not the Wisconsin team.
Who's captaining it?
A dude from Wisconsin.
Well, there you go.
Are there any other Wisconsinites on the team?
Where is the course at that they're playing it at?
It's in Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Be pop bottles of champagne all night Sunday.
Yeah, popping the cork. Dustin replies, Packers winning the Super Bowl would bring more excitement to the state, would it?
No.
But Brewers' first World Series ever would be a better story, and that part I 100% agree on.
I mean, the football is just so much bigger than baseball, so I get where he's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I just think that this state, statewide, obviously it's still Packer City. No doubt about that. But this would be unique and first. It's the first that makes a big difference.
Did we have – we need to get to headlines. And the
I don't have a pen with me either. This could be another Weekend at Bernie's type scenario coming up.
Green Bay
the
wins.
Vikings law.
Green Bay wins.
I knew I could count on you. The Vikings lost yesterday. I know you had requested Jesse to have the radio call. Assuming, this is not Detroit, man.
No. I want the one from yesterday.
Oh, you do? I have it for you.
I am no radio expert by any stretch. I'm fairly certain when people are sitting in their cars or at their house, you just kind of want to get it right. I love the excitement. I love the energy. But when you're sitting there and you think that your football team wins, and then, Jesse, this happens.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed
it. Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my
heavens.
Me? This, he missed it right. What a gut punch to a team. Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back. Oh, missed it by like a foot. And just, oh my God.
So just think, because you're listening, you think, oh yeah.
Right.
I don't know how you get that wrong, Paul. I honestly don't. For his legendary a call when Favre throws the pick and you get after Favre on the air, which was fantastic. I don't know, Paul.
It just is gone!
No,
oh, no, it's not.
No, Paul, he missed it. A tough one for Paul Allen and
doesn't
for
that
the
make
Vikings.
You? I don't know why. I'm not a Schadenfreude guy. That makes me smile. Like, it makes me laugh. I enjoy that. Is that bad?
It is good! No,
it's so good.
Hey, it's Jesse, so good.
Jesse, anytime I'm getting salty or if I'm angry at Jason about something he says or...
Happens a lot.
I really think, because you will flip my script like that with this.
It is good!
It's so good.
They can't figure it out. It is so good.
It is good. No, we missed it.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I can't believe it. I honestly, I did not see this yesterday. I did not hear Paul Allen. I thought you, because the Packers were playing Detroit tonight, you wanted the old Detroit call.
No. That's
this,
old.
This is even better.
No, this is
100%.
I just went. That is what I thought was
right.
Great about this.
It's amazing.
You go from yes, we finally got our first win. This is good.
What do you mean he missed it? Well, we'll see if that.
No, it's so good.
In Paul's defense, that is a quick retraction. Like his retraction was real quick.
It wasn't even really that close, though. Like, it
wasn't. No, I mean, the kick was wide right. It was sailing right.
Clear.
There was, if you watch it, there's no chance you'd think it was good. It wasn't one of those that went over the top of the post.
Right.
This was pushed right. And I think he so badly wanted it to be good that he saw it as good, which is what you're looking for in a homer announcement.
No,
it's so good.
Quick. What a great quick correction by him, though. He barely got the good out. In the
Well, that's because good was so long. All right, well.
It is good! No, he's
so good.
Oh, Paulie.
We don't rejoice in Vikings.
No, I disagree. But we do.
I don't, but you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not
sure.
A fan.
But it is really
I'm rolling
funny.
Rolling my eyes.
Yes. Yes. It is not good. We'll see if our headlines are good, which we need to do coming up next. Live from the Tundra Trio, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
I do not, however, take any joy in any of my neighbors who don't have an Aaron's snow thrower and have to shovel their driveways. Usually, I'm able to get over there and help them out because that's the kind of neighbor that you want to be, and you want to be ready for winter with Aaron's. Make sure your snowblower is ready. If you're the do-it-yourself type, you can certainly make sure that everything's up and running, ready for the snow yourself, or take it to a local Aaron's dealer for a much-needed tune-up before the snow flies. Don't wait, because then you'll be regretting it when the snow comes on, like Halloween, like it did a few years ago. It may seem like it's too early to be thinking about winter, but you don't want to be stuck shoveling and have us enjoying the fact that you don't have a Aaron's snow thrower ready. Visit your local Aaron's dealer to check out the newest models and to find the one that fits your needs and your budget, or just go to Aaron's.com. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead,
but it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Time for headlines as we predict the outcome of tonight's Monday night football game. Tausch, I didn't see you.
I don't have a pad, so it's not.
You didn't even try to look for one.
No, I looked. There's in the trio. I couldn't find any pens. Found pretty much everything else, but no pens.
I have a pencil.
Yeah, I didn't ask.
And I have a pad of paper literally right here.
I'm going to let you guys go first. I'm going to finish with this.
Did you want my pencil?
Nope. I have an idea where I want to go, but I want to hear your guys' first, since you always say I go first. I'll let you guys take the lead today.
Out of the kindness of your dumb old hearts.
Yep.
All right, Jesse, I guess that means you get to go first.
Worst to first is my headline this week. Worst to first. Packers look awful in week one, but prove that they are still the best team in the division by convincingly defeating the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football on ESPN tonight. Worst to first.
All right, in honor of Paul Allen, Packers lose! No, they win. It is good! No, he missed it!
That's no good.
Packers win. That's Tausch's headline, I'm sure, coming up. But no, Packers lose! No, they win. Which is how Paul Allen would be disappointed once again with an outcome of a game. Now you're up.
Yeah, I got it. Europe. Not Europe this week, USA. USA.
That's clever.
Very clever. It's as simple as this. I'm not going Motown. I'm not doing any of this. It's bounce back. The Packers bounce back with a huge win. That's all you need. It's a bounce back game.
So we've got worst to first.
Yep.
And bounce back.
Yeah.
Like, at least mine has some sort of current events reference.
Nobody said yours was bad.
I'm saying yours is bad.
Bouncing back? It's a bounce back game. I'm interested in.
That's not clever at all.
It's not my best. But it's not Revenge of Curly's Gold either. It's not. I can't do another Simba and something to do with hyenas. I couldn't go down Lion King. We already did that in trivia. I'm not going with electric vehicles and Motor City. It's a bounce back game. The Packers are going to bounce back. Bounce back. That's your head.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Well, it's not Packers win. That's true. It's more creative than that.
Not much.
I love how you.
Not much.
Oh, yeah. Yours was real good.
You didn't even put sausage in yours. You put worst, not even like W-U-R-S-T.
That would have been clever, too. All right, so those are our headlines. We wish you nothing but the best to come up with one more creative than Tausch's.
It is gone! No, he didn't!
It's so good.
I mean, in retrospect, I should have offered up the
shoot. I'll be honest, Jesse playing that covers my headline perfectly. Again, my headline, bounce back.
Yes. Very clever. Let's talk about something that's great, and that is Coors Light. Because obviously your headline, while if you're a Packers fan, hopefully is accurate, no one is going to call it great. If your headline had mountains, they would not be blue.
Especially not Detroit blue. I just want to chill. It's been a long week, and we got a big week coming up on our show. In the state of Wisconsin, sports-wise, a big week coming up. Notre Dame game, everything else. Perfect time to grab a Coors Light and chill. Refreshing. It is crisp. Only 102 calories. That is the drink you need to have for this long week of sports. Celebrate responsibly. Golden, Colorado.
God, I can't believe that I didn't get to hear that yesterday. Although the joy that I'm getting from Paul Allen's call today, it's been great to see you. It's always great to be at the Tundra Trio. It's been a great day. But that is by far my favorite thing. Like, I feel like I discovered something that everyone else knew, and I had no idea about it, and now I'm getting
I'm
to enjoy it.
I'm actually amazed you had no idea that happened.
I told you, I don't
it was
use my
probably,
Twitter as much.
I mean, there are a ton of great games. The NFL is killing it this year. They have been fantastic. The games have been great, drama-filled. It's been... Other than our team, or not your team, the Green Bay Packers last week in the clunker, there have been so many good games.
Yeah, I watched the Green Bay West versus Green Bay South game, as I said I was going
Everybody
to.
Crushing Mike today, too, for his poor clock management.
Yes, but they still won. He kicked 57.
The Leganator.
Yeah. Ligatron, I believe, is the accurate one.
Good nickname.
But nevertheless, I didn't know. I've heard it both ways, as Jesse likes to say. We need to do Woe Nelly. That is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy. The right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Look into your heart, pretty baby. Is it aching with some nameless need? Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me.
The time has come.
It is time.
So in this world.
Good.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Woe Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
So we're busy talking Packers, Lions, and of course, Vikings debacle from that ending of that game yesterday. The rest of the football world talking about the amazing Sunday night game last night between the Chiefs and Ravens came down to the final possession. Ravens went for it on 4th and 1 at like their own 40-yard line with Mahomes getting a chance to get the ball back if they didn't convert it. John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Ravens, you could see him on the broadcast asking Lamar Jackson, you want to go for it here? And then Lamar Jackson scrambles for a first down, wins the game for the Ravens. Do you think Matt LaFleur has the same level of trust in Aaron Rodgers as we saw on example from John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson last night?
I mean, I'd hope so. And I think one of the interesting comments after the game, not only about what Lamar Jackson and the Harbaugh thing, he basically came out and said, you know what? The Chiefs would have done that with Patrick Mahomes, too. So I think, you know, obviously the interesting part of this as well would, you know, this happened last year. Would this have happened with Aaron Rodgers? It didn't happen. It was, we're kicking the field goal. There wasn't that communication. Now, do I think that changes? I do. Do I think that Matt LaFleur trusts Aaron Rodgers a ton? I do. But it was just right in your face last night that this is what happened, and hey, boom. Do you want to do this? Harbaugh was going to do that anyways.
Correct.
He wasn't going to just, it wasn't, well, it's 4th and 15. Lamar, you want to go for it? No. I mean, it was going to happen regardless, but it was good to get the buy-in from the quarterback.
So isn't that, though, really smart by him that it puts this, I don't want to say narrative, but it puts this idea out there that he's empowering his quarterback when he, you're right. I think he's doing it either way because you don't want Mahomes getting the ball back if you kick the field goal.
No, they lose the game.
Beat you.
It is smart. I think it's also smart. I mean, he was going to do this. He wanted to get, and I think it really shows that, hey, we really believe and trust in this guy.
Right.
And they do. And he delivered the goods when they asked him to.
And Aaron Rodgers looks forward to being asked the same question someday. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
What if he had said, nah, I think we should punt? You know what, Lamar, what do you think? Nah,
maybe he did.
Probably, I think we should probably punt.
No, we're gonna go.
I think
for
the
it.
Analytics say punt. Yeah.
Jesse, what else you got?
I tell you what, man, don't look now, but the Las Vegas Raiders are doing all, man. Wins over the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football and then the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday afternoon, man. 2-0, Raiders. Could they actually be for real? Derek Carr, my guy, next quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, for real? I think they're going to be good. Well, I believe last year they started off 2-0, and I don't think they made the playoffs.
It's a different kind of 2-0. You beat the Ravens in overtime and the Steelers on the road.
You have to give their offense credit. I still, if I'm a Raiders fan, I'm probably looking at this saying, I think we're going to have a hard time stopping good teams. And the Kansas City Chiefs are in my division. That's going to be a monster hurdle to overcome. But they are better. There's no doubt. They're 2-0, and I think they're starting the ball rolling. Carr looks good. I don't trust that team. I wouldn't put any stock in it.
As you astutely pointed out, they did start 2-0 last year.
Thank you.
They then lost 3 of their next 4. They're a very streaky team last year, the Las Vegas Raiders. Then they won 3 in a row, and then they lost 5 of their next 6. So I wouldn't put a lot of... But the quality of their first 2 wins is terrific.
Yeah, winning in Pittsburgh is not easy.
And beating Baltimore.
Long trip. Everything was against them. If you were betting, you probably bet Pittsburgh yesterday. But again, if Carr, they have weapons. They made some big plays. Kudos to them. I still, do you have me picking the Chiefs or the Raiders? I'm picking the Chiefs.
I'm with you on that, but it is an interesting start that they are off to. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't think they're that good. What's next, Jesse?
Whoa, Nelly!
I kid you not, SportsCenter going to break just now on TV. It said Rodgers looking to bounce back as their headline.
Huh, interesting.
clever.
They must
clever.
Listen to this show.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Power Rankings Monday today, gentlemen. This is one of the biggest weeks in the state of Wisconsin, maybe ever, on the sports landscape.
I agree.
Packers Monday Night Football home opener tonight. Packers Sunday Night Football next week on the road against the 49ers. Ryder Cup over at Whistling Straits later this week.
USA. USA.
Brewers magic number is 3 to clinch the NL Central.
Clinch it on Wednesday.
Work toward the postseason. And
Wednesday clinch.
Wisconsin Notre Dame at Soldier Field Saturday with 2 national pregame shows that are going to be on site there. College Game Day and the other one.
I didn't know you could do that.
You could do what?
Have both, even though it's on one network, have both pregame shows at the same game. Has that ever happened before?
It has happened before. Actually, I think it happened when Wisconsin played Ohio State 2 years ago. I think they had both in the same place. But I think somebody else had it. I forgot where they were. Texas, Oklahoma, maybe. They've been in the same place before. It's not the first time. It's unusual. But that when you're the big dog, you can come in and you can take over. That's what College Game Day does. They're the big dog. So anyway, of those five events, which are all, I think, awesome and massive, how would you power rank them? Like, what's the most appealing, unique, fun event to you with everything going on this week?
Notre Dame, Wisconsin, I think, is going to be the top of my list. The Packer game tonight, yeah, it's nice. The Packer game in San Francisco, yeah, that's nice. That happens a bunch. Notre Dame had not, I don't remember last time Wisconsin played Notre Dame. I don't know.
1964.
1964. There'll never be another Ryder Cup probably in Wisconsin. Not in my lifetime. Maybe in yours. I don't know. Is there going to be another Ryder Cup here? Probably not. Is there going to be another Wisconsin Notre Dame? Yes, there will be, but there had been one in forever. That's probably because football trumps golf.
Yeah.
For me, that's why I'm going to pick that.
Yeah, I would pick that as well, except the Badgers are coming off a huge victory over Eastern Michigan, which is not an easy school to beat in football. TJ Lang's not even listening. I mean, he's here while the show's going on. He's not even listening to the show. You never know when somebody might come up to your window and start peeking in, and it turns out to be a former Pro Bowler. I would agree. I will take Wisconsin Notre Dame as well, and you're going to be there.
I will.
Yeah. That's a game that I would go to if I had the opportunity, but I don't, so I'm not going to.
All right, we'll get you two tickets. You have to come then, though.
Okay.
All right. I'll call your bluff. There's no way you're coming. There's no way.
You're probably right. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm going.
I'm definitely not going with Jesse.
Oh.
Whoa, Nelly!
Is Justin Fields now the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears? Andy Dalton went down with an injury yesterday. Fields came in, led him to a victory. Is Fields the guy regardless of Andy Dalton's health?
No, he's not. I think they're trying to kind of eliminate what happened to old boy up with the Jets yesterday. I think they see that. They're trying to protect him.
Yeah.
You know, Wilson stunk in the second half. He just had a tough day, and they... Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in going through that and having to kind of work through some negative things. But there's also kind of a law of diminishing returns, too. You don't want to suck all the confidence out of. The Bears' O-line is not very good. And they need, if they're going to put Justin Fields in, they're going to have to do more, you know, read option stuff, make it more difficult. I think they want Andy Dalton to be the guy for a stretch. He's hurt. But if he's healthy, I think they'll go back to him until probably week 9 or week 10, and then they'll turn the reins over and let the Fields era begin.
So put your head coaching hat on for a second. Is this how you would handle a young quarterback too, or would you want him to go through the growing pains of having to play right away? Because there are some quarterbacks that have responded better to that than maybe even people expected them to.
What kind of team do I have? If I have a team that...
You have a good offensive line.
If I have a good offensive line that you can run the football and be able to protect the quarterback at a decent level, I'm playing the young guy right away. Because, you know, one of the perks of having that young guy is you got him on a rookie deal. You can play him and he's going to grow. But if you're going to get the kid killed and he's going to continue to, you know, erode confidence, you're not doing him any good and you're not doing your team any good. So it's going to be unique in each circumstance, but if all things are equal, you play the young kid as soon as you can.
A lot of quarterbacks got hurt yesterday. I don't even want to go there. But do you think the Packers' offensive line is good enough that Jordan Love would be successful?
What is wrong with you? Like, honestly.
Is this because we have a studio audience?
No, what is wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Why would you even put that out into the sphere?
I didn't say anything about anybody getting hurt.
Jesse, could you catch?
I said quarterbacks got hurt.
Could you catch what
Jordan
Love
be ready?
Could you catch what Jason was implying?
It was definitely meant to hint at something there, Jason.
Hint.
Yeah, hint. But you're saying it without saying it.
Yes. Do you think their offensive line is good enough to protect a young quarterback to be successful?
I do.
Okay. Hopefully, we don't find out. Whoa, Nelly. Is that it, Jesse?
That is all for Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Unless you want to hear this one more time.
It is good! No, he
didn't!
It's
so good!
I'm trying to think in my head, because you're a radio color guy for the Badgers.
If you noticed, old boy didn't step on Paul Allen. I like stepping on LePay. I think he must have kicked him and said, it ain't actually good, Paul. Because he did course correct quick, but you got to see the ball go through the uprights to say it's
so
good.
I know we also have a sideline reporter in our midst for the Detroit Lions radio network.
You can
network.
Make an argument, maybe the most handsome sideline reporter in the business.
Interesting. There's a, you have another former teammate who also does that job for the Packers radio
we
network.
We could poll that, see who's more, see who gets more votes. That could be interesting.
My question, though, is this, since you're in the booth, because this is a part of the job that I've never done. Do you rely on a television, or do you rely on your eyes? Because I want to know what Paul Allen saw when he yelled, "It's good!"
No, it is good! No, he
missed it. It's so good.
So the good news is that's LePay's job. He has to see that.
Sure.
When we played Eastern Michigan, somehow the it was taped delay. It was I don't know what the heck was going on. We would be two plays behind, so there was no monitor, which makes doing a game a lot more difficult.
So you had to rely on what you saw on the
you
field.
See something, and you're kind of like, well, I think that's what I saw, but you want to verify. Just like Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. And you couldn't do that. So it made it a little tougher. You typically trust your eyes, and then you see as – because there's usually about a half a second delay. Then you can go to the monitor to make sure. But with a field goal, you just look and say, if the refs put their hands up, it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
If they don't, it's not good. It's really not probably as difficult as Paul made it out to be.
I would say, having listened to both the radio telecast broadcasts, you were much more insightful in the opener than you were for the Eastern Michigan game. So I don't know if those are related or not, but you had a really good first
game. So not only you cut me down, you're trying to get our quarterback hurt up here.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up,
Jason? You're in a demonic mood, man.
Yeah, well, that's probably fair. I am looking forward to tonight as the Packers take on the Lions at Lambeau Field, and we have our first installment of the WPS Health Solutions Operation Fan Mail recognition of military families and veterans during the Packers game tonight. WPS has been supporting members of the military and their families for more than 75 years. They started to provide affordable health coverage for returning World War II service members from Wisconsin. And they've been doing Operation Fan Mail for more than a decade. You'll see it tonight at Lambeau Field. The Packers and WPS Health Solutions invite families or friends of eligible active duty service members or military veterans to nominate them at OperationFanMail.com. Again, that's OperationFanMail.com. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Give our final thoughts on Packers Lions tonight. Let's check in one more time on our poll question. Jesse, where are we at?
It is good! No,
it's so good. That's kind of how this poll felt because it was going one way and then it reversed. Today's Wilde and Tausch Twitter poll. If you, as a Wisconsin sports fan, can have only one team win a championship this season to add to the Bucks title, which would you choose? The Brewers winning the World Series or the Packers winning the Super Bowl? 54%.
Wow.
As we close in on...
It's like a seven-point swing.
As we close in on 2,000 votes, 54% Brewers win the World Series.
So I would love to. I don't know much about algorithms either. I know that's more your area of expertise, but I would love to know what caused the flip. Like, this had to have gotten into like the bloodstream of Brewers Twitter to change the voting, because it was very heavy toward wanting a Packers Super Bowl title. And now it's definitely Brewers win World Series. It'd be different if you were, say, Michigan, and you were trying to hope that the Detroit Lions and or the Detroit Tigers both had incredible success in the same season. But that's highly unlikely for Michiganders.
That's delusional, too. to a certain degree. It's just it's where we're at with that. No, I think, you know, you're probably right. I don't know how the cyber world works in that regard, but just 7-point swing, especially as many Packer followers as you have, makes it think. All right, so tonight when you're looking at the big picture, Detroit, I think, is rebuilding, right? They're not – I don't even know what they're rebuilding from, but that's where they're at.
From their last division title in 1993.
But we do want to wish – it is T.J. Lang's birthday today, too.
What?
Which I'm really surprised – what are you, 34? Wow.
Could still be playing. A lot of guys play that long.
Maybe he will. Who knows? He's on the sideline.
He's conveniently located.
Fire it up. I always wonder, though, because now he's being paid by the Lions. And typically a paycheck will kind of maybe sway allegiances. Teach. He gets paid by the radio station.
There you go.
He's in Green Bay. I think he's rooting for the Packers tonight.
I would never put our friend T.J. Lang in such an awkward spot that you would put him in.
Well, that's where we differ.
I'm aware. Well, you're the same size as him. I'm smaller than him. I can tell you this. There is at least one person that's very disappointed that her favorite Lang family member did not make this trip, because Sydney and TJ and Laura's son, JJ, were in the same preschool class. And when I said that TJ and Laura, we were going to see TJ and Laura today, the disappointment was that JJ went to school instead. And Sydney was like, I'll skip school if he's here. So, unfortunately for her, she's going to have to wait until they come through town on a hockey tournament trip. That'll do it for us today from the Tundra Trio. Tausch, do the Packers cover tonight? Since we love betting around here.
11.5? 12 points is a lot, but I do have Green Bay covering by 14. I think it's going to be a 14-point game.
I don't think they cover tonight. We'll find out tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
It is good! No, he doesn't!